And this is the main reason why most people are not feeling their microcosmic orbit as a tangible sensation in their body. So if you start implementing this, it will really, really increase the effectiveness of the practice.
Do you want to live a high vibe life with radiant energy levels, juicy sexual vitality, and have great success manifesting abundance in your life? Welcome to the Sexual Kung Fu Podcast, where we dive deep into sexual mastery and how to use sexual energy to magnetize your ideal life.
In this video, you're going to learn about the microcosmic orbit, how it relates to sexual energy cultivation, and I'm going to answer a lot of common questions about the microcosmic orbit, like why do I not feel my orbit? How do I know if it's open? How long does it take to open? What are the best methods for working with the orbit? So stick around, we're gonna break it all down. So I'm guessing if you're watching this video right now, you've heard of the microcosmic orbit. You have some degree of familiarity with it, or maybe not. Maybe you saw this video like, what the hell is a microcosmic orbit? And here you are. Either way, it's great. Now, the microcosmic orbit is probably the most famous practice amongst the Taoist internal arts, the energy cultivation practices, whether it's Qigong, Neigong, Neidan. Also, it's become quite well known within the Taoist sexual practices and Tantra practices as well. For good reason, it's the prime energy channel in the body. It's comprised of two channels, the Dumai and the Renmai. The Dumai running from the perineum of the back of the body over the crown of the head to the roof of the mouth. The Renmai running down the front channel, you know, connect the tongue to the roof of the mouth, creates the circuit, runs down the front of the body back down to the perineum. These two create a loop together. We could say it's the prime meridian of the energy body. It's made of two of what's known as the eight extraordinary meridians, which is this underlying energetic matrix that creates these base patterns of our existence in this reality. And these eight extras actually feed the 12 organ meridian system that most acupuncturists work with. The reason why this is such an important practice is that when this channel is balanced, when there's a strong degree of chi flow, a balanced chi flow through this orbit, there's an enhanced flow of chi through the 12 organ system as well, which means basically that we experience better health, better energy levels, we feel more balanced, we feel mentally clear, feel emotionally balanced, etc. Because as Chinese medicine understands, the main cause of disease is a dysfunction in our energy meridians. Too much qi stuck in some place, not enough in the other place, deficiencies and excess. So on just a prime energy cultivation level, it's very, very effective to work with the microcosmic orbit as a means of balancing the whole energetic system. It gives us a container to work with. But specifically for the sexual practices, most importantly, it gives us a pathway to move our sexual energy through so it can be transformed. Formed from this pure raw sexual energy to something a little more creative, something we can work with a bit easier. And of course, as I'm sure a lot of men watching this are interested in, it's one of the most important practices for developing the full body orgasm, this full body state of value orgasm where sexual pleasure is flooding through the body. So I've talked about the microcosmic orbit in other videos. What I really want to break down here is some of the concerns that I get from people asking me about the orbit. The number one concern I hear is, how do I know if my microcosmic orbit is open? I don't feel anything tangible there. So does that mean it's closed? If you're watching this video right now, it means that your microcosmic orbit is in fact open, because if it was not open, you wouldn't be alive. So there's always chi flowing through your orbit, or else you won't be alive, because that's what's feeding into your whole energetic system and eventually your physical body as well, as this pathway of chi through the eight extraordinary meridians. So if that's gone, you're dead. And even I've said things like, you know, opening the microcosmic orbit and things like that. What this really means is that, let's use the analogy of a pipe. You've got this circular pipe through your system. Most people's orbits, most people's piping, it's a little obstructed. There's some balls of hair and garbage and, well, really it's emotional junk, rigid belief systems, tension in the body, tension in the mind, traumas that are creating these constrictions. So it becomes more of a trickle through the pipe, we could say. The water has to kind of move its way around all these obstacles. So technically the orbit's open and flowing, but it's not a very high degree of flow. Again, there's often these choke points where the energy is really congested and stuck and has to kind of drip through to continue through the orbit. So ideally what we want to do with practice through our Qigong practice, Neigong, whatever, we start to clear these obstructions in the body. We start to remove the debris. And this isn't something that just happens one day, like, boom, I did this one meditation, all the obstructions are gone, now my orbit's open forever, I'm enlightened. It does not work like that. It's a process of wearing away blockages over time. The analogy here being, water can slowly erode rock over time. Like if you have a rock and just like water dripping on it, initially seems like, well, nothing's happening. But if that water continues to drip onto that rock for 10 years, it's going to wear a hole in it. This is the idea with our internal training as well, as we're creating these drops of water, so to speak, we're over time, increasing the chi pressure, increasing the flow of energy through the orbit so that these blockages start to wear away. And this takes consistency of training. Again, it's not like, well, I went to this Reiki healer and it removed my blockages, I'm good for the rest of my life. It's not that easy. And every day it's going to be different as well. So this is why it's ultimately about daily cultivation practice, consistency, kung fu. Now, the subject of tangibility with the microcosmic orbit. People often ask me, can you feel the microcosmic orbit tangibly? And I say, yes, I can. To me now, the sensation of chi in general, it feels like this hydraulic fluid that's radioactive and it's pressurized. It's this thick, warm electrical feeling. So it's like electrical, hot, radioactive, hydraulic fluid. That's what chi feels like for me. So when I'm working with the orbit, I don't necessarily always feel this like, yep, the energy's here, now it's here. It just feels like a current. It just feels like it's on, like the circuit's on. It's just this pressurized chi feeling throughout my orbit now when I work with it. And I have to say, it did not start for me that way. I was literally doing the microcosmic orbit for 3 or 4 years until I started to consistently, tangibly feel something. And there's a big insight on this that I'm going to share with you, which will hopefully accelerate your progress as I discovered it. And that being building the Dawn Tien. If you've been following me for a while, you've probably heard me talk about this, but this is something that the first system I studied and kind of skipped was how to really build the Dawn Tien. And that's a whole nother subject within itself. You know, watch my Dawn Tien breathing video to learn a very basic method of working with this and more of the theory. But basically, the subject of tangibility with chi, as I understand it now, you can think of it as, again, we all have chi moving through our body to some extent. Otherwise, you wouldn't be alive. It becomes tangible when it becomes more than your ordinary day-to-day level of chi. So it's when you start increasing your chi, more importantly, increasing chi pressure. Because the channel system's like a pipe. You can think of your, you know, the sort of PSI, the amount of water flowing through that system as the pressure being generated through the system. So the more chi you start to build, accumulate, and kind of compress in the Dawn Tien, because the Dawn Tien is the battery, it's the storage space, it's also the engine for the channel system. If you do not spend time building the Dawn Tien, you're never going to have more than an ordinary amount of chi. And that doesn't mean that nothing's happening when you're running the orbit. It just means that you're not running any more than your ordinary amount of chi through it. So you're not going to appear to feel anything because it's just not a thickened, compressed, amplified level of chi. When you start building the Dawn Tien, adding chi to it, compressing it over months and years, really is what it takes, is years of cultivation. That's when the orbit really starts to light up. That's when you really start to feel that you have this thick, dense, viscous feeling of chi throughout your entire body, really, but especially when you're working with a microcosmic orbit. So Dawn Tien work will accelerate and improve your results with a microcosmic orbit. Having said this, that doesn't mean that if you're trying to work with a microcosmic orbit and you haven't built the Dawn Tien that you're getting no benefit from it. You can work with it from the beginning and get amazing benefits from it, because again, simply working with the orbit will help to clear some of the obstructions and develop a more defined, balanced flow of orbit. And this has health benefits. You get all the energetic benefits. You can learn to have non-ejaculatory orgasms and move your sexual energy through the orbit. But it may not be a tangible experience, which means that your chi isn't at a above ordinary level. So the more pressurized the chi is, the more tangible your practice becomes when you really get that thick chi built up, which again, takes a lot of practice. Oh, it feels good. The whole body lights up. That feeling of radioactive hydraulic fluid pumping through your system. That's the feeling of chi, baby. And it feels good. Better than any drug. So having said this, the other question people often ask me is, how long does it take to get to this space? How long does it take to open my orbit? As with all things kind of cultivation related, I don't like to give out timelines because it's going to be different for everyone. There's so many factors to it. Like for example, maybe the question here being, how long will it take me to feel my microcosmic orbit? There's many factors to this. Have you been practicing for a while already, or are you brand new? Do you have background in meditation type practices, body sensitivity? How much time do you spend practicing and how often? But I would say that in general, if you're working with a microcosmic orbit, you're immediately going to start feeling benefits. You're going to feel more clear, more balanced. Your mind is going to start calming down a bit. You will probably feel less reactive to your emotions. If you're a man practicing semen retention, you will find that you feel less sexually frustrated and just stuck in your genitals and more of this like, this creative fluid flow of your energy. That's why the microcosmic orbit is an essential practice if you're doing semen retention. And I will say there's some practices that I think really helped me as well with the tangibility of chi in the microcosmic orbit was practicing things like Tai Chi, Xing Yi, Bagua, these internal martial arts and the right internal ways, because a lot of people are teaching these things, but they aren't all the true internal arts. All of these arts work with the Dawn Tien and compressing and building chi. So in my Tai Chi practice, I feel my orbit pumping. I mean, I feel my whole body pumping with chi. With Xing Yi, I do some lines of Xing Yi strike techniques, and then I stand in Wu Qi and just boom, feel my orbit, feel my leg channels just pumping with chi. So basically, the more in depth you get in the practice of not just sitting doing the microcosmic orbit, but you know, Dawn Tien work, standing work, Zhanzhuang work, Qigong work, it's all going to really, really help you to accelerate this process of building your chi, opening up the channels. One other point here that people often asked me, is the microcosmic orbit safe? I heard that it can be dangerous. It can cause kundalini awakening or all these things, make my head blow up, whatever, right? And I would say in general, for most people working with the microcosmic orbit, it's not going to be a dangerous practice. My perspective on this and my own experience with working with this is that dangers working with the microcosmic orbit could potentially come from, there's some systems that literally only allow you to do Dan Tien work for several years, maybe 5 years or even more before you even work with circulating that chi, just building, compressing, just massively powerful chi in the Dan Tien, just whoa, it's so built up. So you go to like circulate that and like, yeah, that maybe fry a circuit in your brain when you bring this 5 years of compressed chi up, but most people are not on that. You know, most people aren't spending 5 years, 2 or 3 hours a day doing Dan Tien practices. So it's not going to be a stupendous, electrically dangerous amount of chi. It's not going to be that much. Another potential danger, we could say, though it's more just a kind of a dynamic thing, is where people get the back channel much more energized, where the front channel is still a bit constricted, because the back channel correlates to the sympathetic nervous system. It's the yang channel, this energy driving up into the brain, the spine, this hot, fiery spinal energy. And this is often related to what's known as kundalini psychosis. A lot of people think they're having like kundalini because they have all this energy in their head. They're feeling a bit delusional, can't sleep at night. And all it is the back channel being overactive without the front channel being able to bring the chi back down the front and balance that with the parasympathetic nervous system. So this often happens when you're really like forcing the energy through forceful practices, or this seems to be a common occurrence for men, is like really being overly mental, like too much concentration, too much like, I'm trying to feel it. I'm trying to push the chi. You know, this like excess yi, excess kind of mental force. It causes your chi to rise and not fall back down, right? So you get too much chi in the head. Kundalini psychosis type symptoms. So this is remedied by being a little more relaxed and effortless with any kinds of energetic practices you're doing, and really working on this descending flow of energy, really working on sinking the chi, relaxing down into the Dan Tien, allowing the chi to settle. And the last point, you know, another question people have is, what is the best method for working with the microcosmic orbits? They're like, one. And what I would recommend is that you do a combination of Dan Tien work and microcosmic orbit work. I think it's fine to work with the microcosmic orbit from the very beginning. This was the approach I had, and it helped me really, I feel like, balance the chi as I was building it. I had a period of my training because I was studying in a system that was one of those systems where it's like, spend years doing Dan Tien work, then try to blast open the orbit. When I was just doing Dan Tien work, just building, just compressing chi for, you know, a long period of time, I found that my energy felt very stagnant. I was becoming very dense, like just as a person, just as a personality, I felt a lot more dense and kind of stuck. And when I started working with more chi circulation, including the microcosmic orbit, it really lightened up my energy, really helped me feel like things were moving again and get out of that excessive density. So that's my own experience with it. So I think a combination of Dan Tien work, which will really build and compress your chi and strengthen it, and working with microcosmic orbit, you know, maybe several times a week, is a solid way to go. Now, as far as methods, there's many, many different methods. I teach many different methods. There's some I have on my YouTube channel. There's other ones that I teach in my courses. I will say that the more your practice you're working with allows you to connect with your body as a more kinesthetic experience, right? Visualization alone, I have not found to be particularly effective, like just trying to project from the head, like mental images. Whereas practices that really bring you into the body, even something as simple as just moving your awareness through the orbit, that physical location in your body, that is what really helps you develop this strong connection to your physical body and your energy body and allow you to circulate chi. So just kind of split your training between Dan Tien work and circulation work, you know, working with Qigong practices, Zhanzhuang work, the internal martial arts. All these things will help you to build your chi and open up the channel system. So hopefully that gives you some insight into the microcosmic orbit, clears up any questions you may have about it. And some resources I recommend for this: check out my Dan Tien breathing video to get started on the Dan Tien work. I have another video called Microcosmic Orbit Explained, which I go more into depth in some of the theory on the microcosmic orbit. And then check out my microcosmic orbit guided practice to start working with this.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Sexual Kung Fu Podcast. Make sure you grab my free ejaculation control guide in the description and follow Sexual Kung Fu on Instagram and YouTube.